Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Yes, this is Nicholas. Oh, sorry.
Yes, I have a potential claimant to transfer here. His first name is Nicholas. Last name is Najafinia. And his phone number is 213-762-6916.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, Nick, she's going to take care of you from here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Nicholas?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
It's good to hear. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I don't know if that was the attorney. I don't know. I haven't previously. I don't know. I guess you guys are the first ones I'm reaching out to.
Okay. So are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Right. Correct.
Okay. Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
Yes, I was.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And when were you diagnosed?
It was 2021. In early October.
October of 2021?
Yeah.
Do you know which specific subtype it was? What is it, a B cell or a T cell lymphoma?
Yeah, it was large B cell.
Okay, and how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 40.
40. And as far as the Roundup, were you spraying it at home or was it for work or both?
Well, I was at work at home. I was working for my Texas grandfather passed away, but I was mixing it with myself with water.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you were spraying around the house?
Yeah, we have a yard, and where he has like a big like a farm back there. So we're growing a lot of vegetables and fruits and stuff.
Okay. And was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No. I mean, he had something, I don't know what it was, but at the time he passed away now, but he had, I don't know what type of, what happened he had, but that wasn't brought to attention at the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then can I get the home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
241 South Mariposa Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90004.
Thank you. And is this your current home address as well?
Yes.
Okay. And how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
From 2002 to 2021.
All right. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
And the phone that we are speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
All right. And then you said you were spraying for 19 years, correct?
Yeah.
19. And then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Organ transplant or HIV/AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
And then I have your first name spelled N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S?
Correct.
And can you spell your last name for me?
Yeah, it's N-A-D-J-A-F-I-N-I-A.
Okay, thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Right. Are you married?
No.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
December 22nd, 1981.
And your social?
603-34-3509.
Thank you. And how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I saw an ad on Instagram.
Oh, Instagram? Was that recent? Was it this year?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
5'10", about 165.
165. And then is this your main cell phone number, the 213-762-6916?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your email address?
It's Nicknia. It's N-I-C-K-N-I-A. 81@gmail.com.
Thank you. And how many times per month would you say you sprayed Roundup for?
Probably twice a week.
Two times a week, so about 8 times a month?
Yeah.
And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah, I believe so. I would say.
Okay. And you said you started, it was in 2002 and you stopped in 2021?
Yes.
Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
I don't. Sometimes I wore gloves. But that was just for the weed, like handling the weeds and stuff.
Okay. And what states were you using the product in?
Here, California.
In California. And if you had to estimate how many times you sprayed Roundup throughout your lifetime, what would you say? It could be over 20, over 30, or more?
Over 30.
Over 30. And do you get your water from a well?
No. I mean, when I was at my mother's house, when she was in Big Bear, but not at my house.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it the concentrate or premix?
It was concentrate. I mixed it myself.
Okay. Where did you purchase that from?
Home Depot.
And do you have
also,
any?
Also Walmart a couple times, yeah.
Walmart and Home Depot?
Yeah.
Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
I don't hold on to those things.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
I'm self-employed.
Self-employed. And what is your current job title?
Cater.
Okay, so for the employer address, do you have a specific one, or is it the same as your home address?
Yeah, it's the same as my home address.
And that was the 241 South Mariposa Avenue?
Yes.
Right. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yeah.
How long would you say?
I don't, just infrequently. I was working like 5 days a week. I'm just, well, just on my visits.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
No. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
And other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
All right. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Not on me. I'm at my dad's house right now, but I don't know if you can look them up.
Yeah, what's the name of that hospital where you were diagnosed?
Ronald Reagan, UCLA.
That's the one in Westwood Plaza?
Yes.
And do you remember your physician's name?
David Hoffman.
Okay. And when was the last time you were treated?
2021, I guess, or no, it was 23, I guess.
In 2023?
Yeah.
Okay. 2023. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
That's been scary.
Would you say some mental and physical hardships?
Yeah, definitely. I was with my son's mom and my child. I'm not with them anymore.
Oh, I see. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as far as your treatment, did you receive chemo or radiation or?
Yeah, I was injected.
It was injected?
Yeah, injected chemo to stop the cancer cells from growing.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. Would you like to provide one?
Sure. My mom's.
Okay. Does she live with you?
No.
All right. And what is her phone number?
949-257-7890.
Thank you. And her first and last name?
Tamara. Tamara. Glackin. Glackin.
All right. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and to your email, whichever one's easier to open up.
Email's probably better.
Okay. I just sent it through.
Okay. Should I sign it right now on the line?
Yes.
Okay.
If you can.